Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Specialty Restaurants Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Dhiraj Mistry from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to thank management of Specialty Restaurants to give this opportunity. From the management, we have with us Mr. Avi Chatterjee, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Kumar Rajesh Mota, Executive Director, Finance and CFO. I would hand it over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dhiraj. On behalf of the management of Specialty Restaurants Limited, myself, Rajesh Kumar Mota, CFO of the company, welcome all the participants to the investors' call of the company after the approval of results for the quarter two FY26 by the Board of Directors and submission to the stock exchanges as per the guidelines. I would now like to present some of the quarter highlights for reference of all concerned. One, the company has been into profits for the last 17 quarters. Second, there has been substantial improvement in the profitability year-on-year because of same-store sales growth, which is currently at +1.39% against a negative of 1.31% in the previous quarter. This has been coupled with the increased contribution of the renovated restaurants and the new restaurants which have been opened over a period of time. Third, inflation has been very favorable for the company, leading to an improvement in gross margins in the current quarter, which is at 70.4% against 69.3% year-on-year and sequentially 70.2%. EBITDA margins on an operational basis improved to 7.1% against 6.2% without considering treasury income. Five, spends on aggregators' platform continues to be around 5% of the revenues as the delivery component is almost at 25% for the company, which has been on a steady state of affairs. The company is putting in efforts on aggregators' platform for dine-in business as well, which is the reason why there is an increase on same-store sales basis. The company currently envisages the opening of new restaurants, and a couple of restaurants' work is in progress. We have opened an Asia Kitchen Mainland China in October 2025 at Chandigarh in Alante Mall, converted an Episode 1 in Lakeshore Mall, Thane, to a Siciliana, which is the new brand which is expanding across the country now. These are a few of the highlights which we wanted for the information of all concerned. Thank you. Now, I would request participants, investors, to have their questions for which we may be able to answer to yourselves. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Raghav Maheshwari. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. So I wanted to get an update on the new CEO front, like we have guided. What is the latest status on that? What are we looking at?
Sorry, The voice was not very clear. Could you just repeat your question, Mr. Maheshwari?
Yeah, so I wanted to get an update on the new CEO path. Is there any latest development in that area?
You mean to say new CEO?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the discussions are on and it should materialize soon where we will be able to inform yourselves.
So, should be expected by the end of this quarter or any guidance you can give on that part?
It would be right now difficult for me to say exactly the timelines for it because of various formalities, etc., as was indicated in the previous quarter, but should happen in couple of months' time.
Okay, sir. And sir, this SSSG that we are seeing, is there any target for that, that yeah, we are reaching that particular level? And also I wanted to know which segment contributed the most in this positive SSSG.
See, there are two parts to it, if I may, sir. The Oriental cuisine is the most critical for us. Mainland China and Asia kitchens have grown on the numbers. And when you talk in terms of targets, sir, the effort is on to be, let's say, for instance, currently we are at 1.33%. We look forward to that it could be between 2.5% to 5%.
In a span of?
See, October, November, December is one particular quarter which is the best of the quarters and we see in case if this is happening in this particular quarter itself.
Okay, sir. And sir, is there any future guidance you can give us for the top line?
See, from a guideline perspective, it's as you say, it is restricted. But yes, the company has been growing and the number which we have done currently, we envisage that we would be growing at this particular number going forward.
Okay, sir. And sir, last question. What is the average time for each store to, you know, or set up and commercialize and also to break even?
See, generally it is bit, sir, when we take up from a 0 day, the day when we take up premises, which is, we call it a rent-free period, it is between 90 to 120 days. We try to start our commercials operation on before that, and it all depends upon the locations, etc., and we had seen the break-even happening between 6 to 9 months period time.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. I'm joined back in the queue.
Thank you, Mr. Maheshwari.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Chandir Bhatia from Seas Fund Management. Please proceed.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. And congratulations for the good set of number in this tough situation. So my first question is about Capital WIP, which is reduced from 32 crores to 13.22 crores. So is any particular property commissioned?
Thank you, Mr. Bhatia, for complimenting on the performance. Yes, there are capital, there were number of units which were being considered into a capital work in progress have been capitalized during this particular quarter. 6 months, if I may say so.
Okay, sir. And, sir, is there any large property? Because this is a quite large number, 18 crore has been capitalized in this period. So is Calcutta property also been commissioned?
Here it is. There was a catering college where we had our kitchen, etc. We used to call it a Mainland Institute of Oriental Catering in Calcutta. That has been capitalized during the period.
Okay, sir. So my second question is about, there was one announcement in September about two properties, one in Durgapur and other in Bhubaneswar. So can you throw some light on that, when you are likely to develop it and what kind of capex may be there?
So if I may answer your question in two parts, there were two land parcels, one in Durgapur and one in Bhubaneswar. We have been given an order for demerger from Speciality Restaurants Limited to Speciality Hospitality, the land portion by NCLT. The process is on. We would look forward for a joint development of that particular property in Bhubaneswar. As far as Durgapur is concerned, the process is on similar basis. There are certain approvals required from the government of West Bengal. The process has been initiated. But at this point of time, the company do not envisage to spend money, but we look forward for joint development of those properties.
Okay, sir. And sir, my third question is about 3 restaurants were closed during the quarter. So can you tell me which brands were closed during this quarter?
Sir, if I may, let's say for instance, if you look at the closures list, though the number is appearing there, we have only closed one restaurant, which is mainland China in Bandra Kurla Complex, Mumbai. Rest is one small Sweet Bengal, which was in Vasant Vihar, Thane. And there was a franchise restaurant in Ambience Mall, Gurgaon, which got closed.
Okay, sir. So that's all from my side. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Bhatia, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Zohair Hussain from Nasir Investment. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Congratulations on a healthy set of numbers. My question is on how the company is responding to increasing competitions from new age F&B brands and cloud kitchen players at the moment.
Mr. Avik, will you?
Aye, sure. So we have been constantly re-innovating our product lines and coming up with seasonal menus, for which this helps us attract a newer TG. Apart from this, we are also working on our marketing calendars per year, per unit. This also allows us to keep our units fresh, alongside also offering newer dishes on each menu, depending on each brand. Apart from this, we've also taken aggregator platforms to start smart discounting at moments when we feel it's tactically required. And yes, I think a combined effort of all these things put together makes us ahead of the curve from the competition that comes up in various localities, cities, and nationally.
Thank you. And how have Sweet Bengal and Walter contributed to the growth this year?
In numbers perspective, I would give this question to Mr. Mota.
Sweet Bengal is one brand which has been growing, as would have seen yourself in the presentation, sir. And Walters is at a very nascent stage. We have opened one store in Andheri West, Mumbai, and the plans are towards opening more number of restaurants in Mumbai at this point of time with a hub and spoke model, where we are building our commissary around BKC area so that we can spread ourselves from a store point of view as well as from a delivery perspective. If you look at Sweet Bengal, sir, last year we did a business of 9.12 crores. This year we closed at 10.05 crores in the quarters.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And just one last question from my side. Considering the revenue growth of about 9% year-on-year for the first half, are we confident of meeting the 10 to 15% revenue growth guidance you had given for the full year?
Sir, it all depends upon the OND, which is October, November, December for us. Though 45 days have passed, the kind of euphoria which has been built up because of the GST rationalization, etc., which you all know better, we are working hard towards it so that at least this growth, whether we will be able to achieve 15%, but we would be lower to that number.
Okay, sir. And what is the cash on books as of September's close?
We have 157.42 crores as on September, which is invested into mutual funds and InvIT.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sanjay from Wealthwise Capital. Please proceed.
Congratulations on a decent set of number. I have a slightly broader category question. So my question is, we have been around in this space for more than 25 years, had an IPO in 2012, almost 14 years back. We have been successful in creating multiple formats. So if we slice and dice, we have almost around 16 brands and we are spread across fine dining, QSR, weight-led food and most of the things. So my question is, knowing our background, what's our brand consolidation strategy and what's our growth strategy? Because optically, any new analyst, when we'll look at our company, it will see that it might seem that we are spreading too wide and too thin. Although there is some madness in the maze, wherein as an analyst, when I look, the way I try to look at it is that we have something lived in Asian cuisine or a Chinese cuisine. We have something in the barbecue. We have something we have into the sweet Bengal category. We have been very patient about the growth to see it kicking into our business. So how do we look at it? So what's our brand consolidation strategy and growth strategy? If we have anything on that side. And I'll come have another question also. Am I to you? Hello?
May I request Mr. Avik?
So as of now, since the past couple of years, we have made sure that we will only be expanding into the Asian segment as our primary goal. Hence, you must have seen that we have been expanding our brand Asia Kitchen by mainland China to various high streets and malls. So yes, your question is very pertinent and right, saying that we have understood that which as a strategy, what brand should be expanded the most. So as of now, it would be in the Asian segment. Why? Because this also allows us our back-end operations to be neutralized and reutilized. For example, from every Asia kitchen, we do also deliver mainland China cuisine, Hakka, which is our cloud brand as well. And so this rationalizes our core staff strength and we can reutilize them for similar operations via having different avatars of brands. So Asia Kitchen by Mainland China continues to be our primary growth brand. And you would soon see many other locations that would be up and running in the following quarters. Apart from Asia Kitchen by Mainland China, we have seen that Italian has been a brand or as a concept or a cuisine that's not been very expanded or has a chain operation in our country. Hence, we have come up with our brand Siciliana, which is a pure Italian and Mediterranean cuisine format, which we have done in two malls, and we are soon to open another mall in Mumbai City in this OND. So these look like to be the primary growth engines in the casual dining space for us. Apart from this is Sweet Bengal, which falls under our QSR strategy. And apart from Sweet Bengal, in the QSR space, we have Walter's Burger, which will soon have many more outlets coming up in the next 1 year. This continues to be our primary growth strategy. And no, like you mentioned, barbecue brands, we are not expanding it, but the stores that are profitable, we continue to run them.
Okay. So the way I understood, the key drivers, growth drivers that we see as of today is the Asian cuisine, the Hakka, which is the cloud kitchen, Sweet Bengal, which is more of a confectionery kind of thing, and the Italian or the Sicilian format and Walter. These are more of five drivers that we feel more confident and seeing some traction over there. Is that the correct way to look at it?
Absolutely. Apart from this, we also have our brand called Gong, which is a modern Asian format, which is for our expansion into the high streets and neighborhood locations, premium neighborhood locations, for which we are opening one Gong restaurant in January in Mumbai, Bandra, very soon.
Okay. And the second question is that what are current headwinds in the restaurant sector? Specifically, if we look at the QSR and other thing, that the SSG numbers are not that looking promising, or is that the correct way to look at it? So what is really been a headwind for the industry? Because if we look other players, might be they are not exactly comparable. Say like Dill or any other player, they are putting 300 numbers in the playbook they have year on year. Yet market is evaluating the way it's evaluating. So any thoughts on the industry level or the sector level on the restaurant side that you like analysts like us to have more clarity on it? Or what is the correct way to look at this industry? Because is SSG only the way to look at it? Because even if the players are putting in more numbers, what's the way to look at it? What would you, we as a company, would like to track as a key metric? Or what's our radar or what's our compass that we are looking at?
Sorry,
Mr. Mota?
Yeah, sir. In our view, let's say, for instance, when you look at various restaurants, in any which way, same store sales growth comes in form of two numbers. One is the increase in covers in a restaurant and the price increases which do happen to neutralize the cost push in a restaurant. So in any which ways, there would be a growth on same store sales basis on existing restaurants, because delivery also has coupled the increase in revenues despite lower covers. But the focus, because of aggregators, dining platforms, the dining covers has started increasing, and we are witnessing a growth in that number, which has resulted into a same store sales growth in this particular quarter compared to previous quarters. So we are foreseeing, let's say, if you look at from a longer term perspective, yes, SSG is the number which should be growing, for which the efforts are on, both from a marketing, because dining during weekdays has been a challenge and which has been the focus area for the company to improve that revenue.
Okay. And one last question, or I will come in the queue. Since we are very well capitalized and we have a lot of cash on our books, so any thoughts on seeing better NMUs, more number of stores coming in a particular thing? That's one thing. And the second thing, second is the only suggestion, that if we have more analyst calls or disclosure in what way we are looking, because the number of brands we have under our belt, that makes slightly difficult to understand the growth strategy and how we go. Everything looks promising on our company side.
No, your point is well taken. Like Mr. Avik clarified, the focus being on Oriental and Italian at this point of time, and restaurants which are profitable with single own premises, etc., would continue till the time they are profitable. But the focus of the organization is on Oriental cuisine and the new Siciliana, which has got opened. A couple of restaurants have Calcutta, Bombay, and now in Palladium Mall, which is going to open in another fortnight. So the focus would remain constant for this kind of numbers, and the brands which you have rightly pointed out, with so many brands, because of a history of 30 years, number of brands got opened, but the focus is not to expand on those individual restaurants.
Thank you. I'll come back in if you have any questions.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Parth Dalal, an investor. Please proceed.
Hello. Can you hear me? Yes, Mr. Dalal. Good evening.
Yes. So my question is on strategic point of view. So I don't know, a year back, I think the management was very gung-ho on the Episode brand. And now it seems that Walter has taken over and the excitement is there. As per presentation, I think even one Episode brand was converted into something else. So just trying to understand what are the, I mean, growth areas that the company is looking for? Because what my understanding was, Episode being the water-led had higher margins and we were looking to, you know, go aggressive on that. Is it not the same now?
Mr. Avik, may I ask you to respond, please?
Yes, thank you for your question. The Episode has been a brand that was tactically done at the time and we were supposed to expand it, but the company has taken a strategy to focus on Oriental cuisines. And in my previous question, I had also explained how we're going to be battling into the Oriental cuisine in different avatars. So when we say we have an Asia kitchen by mainland China, this is purely a mall and a retail segment format, which is a quick dining, quick table turnover times, and so on. Apart from this expansion, it would also be into cloud kitchen brands from the same kitchen, like Hakka and mainland China. We've taken a diversion to understand how we can take over the Oriental cuisine in different formats without creating brand fatigue. Hence, we are going to be expanding Gong, which would primarily be Asian, but also have a major component of wet-led. This to us makes it a little stronger. Why? Because when it's food, the brand sustains for way longer. When it's only a liquor-driven format, the brand fatigue comes in a little faster. So hence we've clubbed our aspirations of expanding Episode as a brand into Gong, which also has Oriental as well as wet-led. So we'd be seeing two new Gongs in Maharashtra in the next 4 to 6 months.
Okay. And the next one is about cloud kitchen. Do we have any? If no, are there any plans?
So on the cloud kitchen, Mr. Avik, please carry on.
We have currently operational 11 cloud kitchens, and cloud kitchens would only be tactically placed where required, whereas we've understood that kitchen within kitchen format for us works way better because of reutilizing assets of the same space. So we would be having dark or cloud or kitchen within kitchens from every single restaurant that we open in the future. And the focus of opening pure cloud kitchens has taken a backseat as of now, but we will be having different variations of cloud kitchens through our new expansions.
Okay, got it. That is it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Balaji from Nafa Asset Management. Please proceed.
Good evening to the management. There have been some 4 to 5 new restaurants that have been planned, which include Siciliana in Bangalore and Gong, Vasant Kunj, etc. I know these are all different formats, but if you could just roughly, kind of take me through what kind of square feet that we're looking at these kind of restaurants. For example, Siciliana, Bangalore would be what kind of square feet that we are talking about here?
Mr. Balaji, good evening. This is basically we are looking forward for premises within the range of 2,500 to 3,000 square feet of carpet area.
Okay. And this includes across, even for Walters, is it? Or
no, for the brands like which have already been envisaged, like yourself said about Gong, etc., in Siciliana. These are the brands. Walters would be a smaller format.
Okay. No, but broadly, Walters, a couple of quarters back, we were actually talking about reducing the square feet, you know, on an overall basis, you know, is that still on, or has the strategy kind of taken a back seat at this point in time?
No, no, no. So, Mr. Balaji, we have, earlier we had formats which were 3,500 to 4,000 square feet. Even some of the restaurants are 5,000 square feet. But now we contemplate to have only areas which are around 2,500, 2,700, depending upon the location and the mall primarily.
Okay. So these new restaurants, they would be expected to have a greater fixed asset turnover compared to the older ones. Is that right? Meaning, I mean, I don't know, your capex for Siciliana, Bangalore could be maybe 3 crores, 4 crores. I'm just hazarding a guess. So we are looking at a 8 to 10 crores kind of a turnover from this kind of a restaurant. Would I be right in my assumption?
No, you're right in ascertaining the kind of capex number, but yes, it would be not 8 crores. Let's say, for instance, it could be between 6 crores to 7 crores of revenues.
So, so capex is 4 crores and 6 to 7 crores the turnover, correct?
Yeah, please, correct.
So, 1.5 to 1.7x.
Sub 2, correct, correct.
Okay, isn't that a little suboptimal for the restaurant industry in terms of I mean, from profitability point of view, shouldn't we be aiming for a greater fixed asset turnover?
Because as you yourself, as we have been indicating, dine-in business is more focused towards weekend and weekdays. The pressure on dine-in is there because the guest cover turnaround is not happening during the weekdays. The company effort is already there to improve upon weekday dine-in business. So in any which ways, this is the number which is happening currently, and if it is more, because the targets are in any which ways more, then the operating leverage triggers and the profitability improves.
Okay. So much. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 now. The next question is from the line of Sanjay from Wealthwise Capital. Please proceed.
Sir, I just had one quick question to be asked another way. So is would it be correct to assume that now, henceforth, for foreseeable 1 or 2 years, we won't be indulging or experimenting with new formats or new themes or new things? Because the way we look at it, we already have a lot on our platter where we can consolidate and show some growth. And that's a part A. And part B, how do we calibrate our growth targets in number of units or sales? Or is there any match to that let's try to have a target of, say, about opening 10 of confectionaries or 5 of Asian cuisine and 2 in Italian? Is there any match like that goes behind for the growth strategy? 2 questions. So I hope I'm clear on that.
So if I may, Mr. Avik had explained the strategy to answer your question number 1, focusing on not many brands, but on oriental cuisine, number 1. Number 2, opening of restaurants is a challenge with respect to availability of skilled manpower. So that is one which has to be addressed with the simultaneous opening of the restaurants. So because trained manpower, because we need to have trained manpower, the training has to be carried out in the existing units, etc. So this is a balance between the trained manpower and the availability vis-a-vis the project opening. So the number which you yourself indicated about 8 to 10 restaurants, we are envisaging that going forward, we should be opening between 8 to 10 restaurants in a 12 months period.
Is it correct to look at where that we won't be indulging in more experimental formats because we have already have a track record of 13 years and we have tried multiple things? So the question is from the other way. So we are not going to try anything new as of now and increase more of brand or category or anything. Would that be correct way to look at it?
Yes, absolutely right. This is what the focus is going forward.
Yeah. Thank you. That really answers a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Srikanthan Reddy from IOB. Please proceed.
Hi, good evening. So definitely despite our service charges with the drivers, we have shown very good results. Congratulations to the management. Still, I think when we go through the IP registers names, so we are registering for several names. So in future, are we expecting more kind of any QSR formats?
Good evening, Mr. Reddy. As of now, as we have been explaining, sir, the focus is concentration on cuisine. We would not be experimenting more brands in time to come, sir.
Yes, thank you, sir. But in IT, we have registered several wins, so just wanted to be curious that in other formats we are trying.
No, not really, sir. It is more cuisine specific now.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, madam. On behalf of the management, we are extremely thankful to all the participants who participated in the investors' call of Specialty Restaurants today for Q2 FY26 and spared your valuable time and questions. We look forward to your participation and support going forward. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.